I've had a guy that's like legit been in love with me after like 2 dates, and I'm like, you're so annoying.
Wow. Yeah. That's so sad, I feel like.
It's kind of sad. So it sucks, because then you want the good guy who's going to do that, but I guess, I don't know.
I think in reality, every girl wants a good guy, mm-hmm. but because of whatever the female instinct, hormone, whatever you guys got going on, it's like, bad boys.
Yeah.
It's not really that. Okay, that dude was acting like she was the best thing that ever happened to this planet. And that's just awkward when somebody is like worshiping you like that and acting like they're just so in love with you after 2 dates. I mean, that would be annoying even if a woman did it. Like, it's signaling to the woman that this guy can't be that valuable if he's that in love with me without even knowing me that good. That's what it signals to her. She's disgusted by it. Like I say before, if you're a guy, the best way to do well with the ladies is act indifferent. Let them know that you like them, but you could do without them. Like, yeah, hey, what's up? I'm kind of feeling you. But, you know, I'll call you when I get around to it. I mean, I'm feeling you, but I mean, it ain't that big of a deal. If you stop talking to me, life will go on. If you got that type of attitude, that's the type of attitude women like. This says these hoes will go to therapy just so they could tell 40% of the story and make themselves look like the victim so they can get validation from a licensed professional and continue the same BS behavior. sound about right. Well, the professional just gonna tell the woman what she wanna hear so she can keep making more appointments. So yeah, you gotta be real careful with that getting professional help thing, far as like couples therapy. I don't really believe in couples therapy. To me, if we can't make the relationship work between us, then it's probably over. If we gotta go to a stranger to figure out how to make our relationship work that we started and we've been in, and we've been through the ups and downs and we know the intricacies of it and we can't work it out, then I don't know. To me, something is missing at the core at that point. It might be over.
Women today, I mean, wherever I go, whether it's Italy or Brazil or England or America, okay, or Toronto, okay, the upper middle class professional women are unhappy, miserable. They want, and they don't know why they're unhappy. They want to blame it on men, okay? Men must change. Men must become more like women. No, that is the wrong way to go, okay? It's when men are men, okay, and understand themselves as men, are secure as men, then you're going to be happier.
Well, yeah. Ladies, you've been lied to. I don't really blame you, because you've been taught this since you were a little girl. But doing what men have traditionally done isn't what make women happy. I mean, the studies are in. A woman going out there and becoming a boss, it doesn't make women happy on average as much as being a traditional woman would. And, you know, we've been told that if a woman becomes a boss, she could still be a mom and a loving wife and she could do 20 things at once. It's just not true. And the thing is, once you become a boss, you're going to be less attractive to a guy who's a boss. And I think some women think, well, like attract like, which is true in a lot of cases, but not in this case. A boss man wants a feminine, submissive woman who's going to take care of the house. Not a chick who's going to be just as busy as he is and want to order takeout just as much as he do and can't cook.
Well, if you try to leave me, then I've got a sex tape in this.
Excuse me?
Because the only time you ever started working out was after you left and went on runs and tried to get skinny and put makeup on, and then you cheated on me twice. So you're doing it again, so I'm just getting video evidence just in case.
What are you doing right now?
I mean, you should have just left her then, bro. Like, I can't see living my life paranoid. Oh, is she working out too much now? Is she cheating again? It's not worth it. Just leave. Now you're trying to get video evidence and now you playing detective and all that. Nah, man, fellas, don't ever get to this point. If she cheat on you, leave and never come back.
Are you acting like that? I'm decorating right now. You guys can't even imagine. So much furniture. Seriously? Something is wrong with you, dude.
He must have recorded this on like a Nokia or something. Like, I don't, this is really bad footage. This is definitely not caught in 4K.
Well, it's the truth.
Okay, get out so I can finish my workout. You can think whatever you want. I'm literally in my own home working out, and that's a problem for you?
Yeah.
Why? I'm your wife.
Because you only work out when you're trying to do something.
Yeah, trying to be healthy, trying not to lose my mind. Literally told you I'm depressed. I'm trying to work out to better my emotions.
You want your stomach to go down, that's what.
You're really irritating me.
Yeah, this is rough. I guess sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do when you got kids. Here's the thing, if you are gonna stay, you kind of have to just move on if you are gonna stay with a cheater.